Zaffer presents Titans of War, written by Wilbur Smith and Mark Chadbourne, read by Mark Meadows. Egypt. The two men crept along the edge of the moonlit barley field. Sweat trickled down their taut, bare backs. Fingers were tightened around the hilts of bronze swords, and their eyes darted. Along the horizon, a red glow wavered from the blazing farms littering the lush Nile Valley, and a warm desert wind whipped sheets of smoke across the stars. The men choked on the reek of burning, their ears ringing with the cries of the dying, which shredded the stillness like the howls of wild cats. This was grim work, but they were ready. They were a mismatched pair. P.I. was tall and muscular, with a strong jawline, high cheekbones, and dark eyes that turned the heads of the women who served the pharaoh. Hanu, his assistant, walked with a limp. He was squat, with a thatch of black hair covering his body and a jagged scar carved down his left cheek to an unkempt black beard. As he looked around, he glowered with eyes like hot coals. "Go much further, and you will not return," Hanu grunted as they halted to search the way ahead. "The Hyksos swarm across this land like rats at harvest time." "Courage, my friend," said P.I. "Faint hearts will not drive these invaders back to their distant home." Hanu snorted. "Oh, courage! If that was all it took, we would have been victorious 50 years gone when they first came here. See how courage helps when you've got one of their beasts thundering towards you and a crescent sword hacking off the heads of your friends." P.I. jabbed a finger. "We have a job to do." "Aye, but not at the cost of our necks." "Get as close as you can," Taita said.
"And we can get closer. I will not return to my master empty-handed."
P.I. glanced back at the 6 soldiers who had been sent to accompany them on this spying mission. They were young, their blades wavering in their hands as they crouched, waiting for an order. So many of the experienced soldiers had been killed in the fighting that they were recruiting boys who a short while ago had been working in their father's fields. P.I. peered into the dark ahead. What were the barbarians planning to do next? That was the question he needed to answer. This interminable war had been rolling back and forth along the valley of Mother Nile for nigh on half a century. The barbarians had superior numbers, what appeared to be an endless supply of the best fighting men in the world. They had the greater weapons, those cruel swords and bows that were 3 times as powerful as any in Egyptian hands. Most importantly, they had those damnable beasts that so terrified Hanu. The horses, powerful and well-trained, able to pull gleaming chariots from which each warrior could loose 100 arrows as they advanced. Many had lost hope that Egypt would ever be free, but not his master. Taita the Wise, the pharaoh's mage and counselor, insisted that a moment would come when they could drive the Hyksos out once and for all. They had to watch and wait. Taita had sent his agents out time and again to learn the valuable information that would turn the tide of battle. And every time, those spies had failed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?